I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We'll see a high of 66 degrees. Rain is more likely overnight tonight with a low of 53. The National Weather Service says last week's tornado that tore through parts of southeast Missouri and southern Illinois was an EF4 with top winds of 180 miles an hour and at times was at least a half a mile wide. The twister killed one person near Perryville, Missouri, who was thrown from his car along Interstate 55. It destroyed dozens of homes and damaged many more. Meanwhile, another tornado, which was a part of the same storm system, was rated at EF3 with top winds of 152 miles an hour. It stretched from White County, Illinois, into Posey County, Indiana. That tornado killed a man in Crossville who took shelter in an outbuilding during the storm. At least two other smaller tornadoes were also reported in the system that raked across the region Tuesday night into Wednesday. The Weather Service says one skipped along a path from just south of Carterville to just north of Marion in Williamson County. Another damaged mostly trees just southwest of Carbondale. A court order revealed late last week makes it much less likely that state employees will go on strike anytime soon. Brian Mackey explains.
With Governor Bruce Rauner insisting his administration is at impasse with the AFSCME union, he wants to impose a contract on state employees. Among other things, that would mean a wage freeze and higher health insurance premiums. But a Springfield-based appellate court has put all that on hold while Rauner and AFSCME fight over whether they're really at impasse. With Rauner unable to impose his terms, AFSCME has no legal authority to strike. This will remain the status quo for some time. After the appellate court decides the case, whichever side loses is likely to appeal to the Illinois Supreme Court, all of which means it'll likely be months and months before AFSCME can even consider going out on strike. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics has released its figures, and they show union membership in Illinois matched a historic low last year. The Moline Dispatch Rock Island Argus reports union membership in Illinois accounted for 14.5% of the wage and salary workers in the state last year. That's down from 15.2% the previous year and ties a historic low set in 2007. The Bureau of Labor Statistics for Illinois go back to 1989. The highest union membership at 21% was recorded in 1993. Union membership in the state is still stronger than the national average of 10.7% last year. That compares to 11.1% the year before. Illinois' average was exceeded at national levels since the state comparisons began. A significant expansion of casino gambling is back in play in Springfield. The proposal would authorize six new casinos, including one for the proposed Walker's Bluff Resort in Williamson County. It got Senate approval this past week and now heads to the House. We're going to see scattered showers and storms today, a high of 66.